Okay, I want to put out an APB this morning. Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning. I'm putting out an all-points bulletin for the President of the United States. It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Georgie? Georgie Porgy. Not that I like you, but Georgie Porgy, George W., where are you? Your country, P.S., hello, in crisis because of your stupid policies. Hello? Anybody there? George of the jungle. George. Oh, are you eating pretzels? George, your country. Hello. You're still in charge, George. Dick Cheney. Hi. We're over here. Remember you ruined our economy. Hi. Remember you started a war of choice and an occupation in Iraq. Hi. Where are they? Where is the President of the United States? And you know what? Republicans across the nation are backflipping. I think this is happening in Colorado, too. Me, a Republican? No, I'm not. I'm not a Republican. I'm a member of the GOP. What does that mean? Grand Old Party. Nobody's used that term in eons. It's a term from the 18th and 19th century. They don't care. It's like me. No, Dino Rossi up here is running for governor. I'm not a Republican. I'm from the GOP. Republican? I'm not a Republican. No. Why don't they want to be a Republican? Well, because as fears grow, Wall Street titans see their shares fall. Why do they not want to? Central banks coordinate a global effect. European shares are up. There's a late recovery in the Asian markets. Meanwhile, ours are still suffering and tanking. 449 points the Dow slid yesterday. Now 3 days ago, a 500-point plunge. So, you know, hey, what a great day for America when unregulated, rampant greed capitalism goes bonko, right? What a good plan, Ronald Reagan. Thank you so much, George W. Thank you, George H.W. Thank you, all the leaders of Congress, right-wing reactionary pinheads that you are, Phil Graham being among them. Thank you so much for saying, oh, we don't need any stinking regulation. Now, look, I am not talking as a British economist was talking today. He said he didn't think. And if you're a small business person, heed my words. He said he did not think that this would affect the guy with a shop on the corner. This will not necessarily affect you. Who this will affect is the people that it should, is that the people at the top who have been running unmitigated greed, running around and trying to say, oh, hi, but Bush finally canceled his trip. Bush decided not to go to a fundraiser for once in his life. He's not going to be shameless. Our president, Bush, has canceled a trip to Alabama and Florida, where, by the way, Barack Obama is now tied. Yes. With John McCain. Yes. Surging in the polls. Yes. The Palin bubble has apparently burst. People are seeing the lipstick for what it is. It's painted on an empty suit. Never mind calling her a person of the porcine variety. This woman is an empty suit. You know, I have so much anger built up at these situations. These people, oh, we don't need markets. We need to return to investor confidence. Why in the world would we have any confidence in your policies whatsoever, George W. Bush? Meanwhile, John McCain singing the song, our fundamentals are sound. Yeah, right? Well, we the fundamentals. And then he flip-flops and goes, oh, no. I wasn't talking about the fundamentals of the economy. Did I say that? Oh, no. I wasn't talking about that. Oh, no. I was saying that the people are the fundamentals. The people are the fundamentals. Except maybe for, say, the Muslims who got kicked out of the Swift plant in Greeley and in Grand Island, Nebraska. They may not be their idea of fundamentals. You know, they might confuse that because they're a little slow and thicky, those right-wing Republicans. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff this morning. I tell you what, we really have to talk about so many things. And first and foremost, we have to talk about this economy and where is our president? Not that I particularly want to hear from him. Not that I particularly care because I can't stand him and he caused this wreck in the first place. You know, I actually have to say, you know, Amy Poehler's invitation for us all to grow a pair, good for her, because apparently Chris Matthews has grown a pair. He was lighting into Representative Cantor yesterday going, where is your president? Why aren't you talking about your Republican policies? Because the guy comes out of the box and tries to blame the Democrats who've had the slimmest of majorities, like a sliver of a majority in the Senate, and still not enough clout in the House to be able to enact all of our policies. Meantime, the Republicans assault, attack. So this is about that the right wing Republicans have finally been caught with their financial pants down. Okay, the reality is these people, what they did was they went, let's just take the lid off. Now, again, I'm not talking about stiffening, and nobody Obama certainly is not talking about increasing regulations. He's actually talking about streamlining small business regulations. It's not small business we have to worry about. It's not mom and pop on the corner shop. It's about these giant super financial corporations. And I've been hearing everybody today from here to Bangkok and back saying, look, because I can't sleep sometimes. I keep waking up and going, is it three yet? So I was listening to the BBC this morning, and they were saying, economists all over the world are saying financial markets will never be the same. Well, good. Get them reined in, please. Please and thank you. We need to have better monitoring of our unremitigated right-wing reactionary screwballs who think, oh, this will be fine. We can do this. No, really, you can't. You really, really, really can't. And on a day when the bridge in Minneapolis opens under budget and on time, gosh, they know how to build bridges in Minneapolis, don't they? I don't mind giving them my federal funds. Missy Palin up in Alaska, Missy Palin, governor, who I didn't take the bridge to nowhere. No, you took a $600 million bridge for your own hometown that by everybody's lights is going to hurt beluga whales, that goes nowhere, does nothing, and won't create a lot of jobs. Nice one, Sarita. You're such a disaster. Talk about a disaster. We have a disaster on the economic front. We have a disaster for candidates. McCain's, did you see... It was on Rachel Maddow's show last night. Devastating. I couldn't find it to send to John this morning, and I'm not sure it would play on radio anyway. But basically, if you see John McCain in an interview from November 4th or 5th in 2007, sitting with the New Hampshire Sentinel, they're asking him about the mortgage meltdown, the subprime meltdown. And he's going, he makes this face like he's just eaten a rotten oyster in his coffee. You know what I mean? He makes this face like, do I have to talk about this? And admits that the dot-com bubble took him by surprise. This bubble took him by surprise. He didn't really realize, but he's for deregulation. He's a deregulator in chief. Yeah, that's what we need right now, is more of the same. Governor Palin was accosted in a diner yesterday and asked about her opinion. She goes, oh, gosh, you know, I just don't think we ought to have regulations. AIG, I don't like that we took it over. Hey, lady, you know what? If they hadn't have taken it over, do you think they would have if they didn't absolutely have to? Because they look like idiots. They're like, we're never going to give federal money ever again. We're not going to use the federal tax dollars to buy anything else. Screw you, Lehman Brothers. Go down. You have to take bankruptcy. Bye-bye. See, I know you've been in one of the landmark businesses in the United States of America for 158 years, but who's counting? But you know what? Screw you, because we're not going to bail out anybody like we do. By the way, did Bear Stearns and oops. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, we did those. But, you know, we're not gonna take no stinking, you know, any more stinking money. And then all of a sudden it's like, AIG might fail? Oh, okay. Can we find $850 billion? Can we do that? You know, so so they look like jerks, but they had to do it. Why? Because I read the story on AIG last night. It's actually basically mostly an Asian company. Many of their employees work in Asia, and they have their tentacles worldwide, and they're in all kinds of insurance. So they could not do it. It's just terrible. It is the worst meltdown I have seen in my lifetime. And if you've seen the Depression, and I mean, I heard my parents talk about the Depression, this seems pretty bad. I don't think it's going to be as bad, because perhaps we've learned and we have some safeguards in place, and because the British economist was saying they shorted up. But he said, ramp it, greedy, unfettered capitalism. He said, it isn't capitalism's fault. This guy, the reporter, had asked him, is this the demise of capitalism? And he said, no, it's not the demise of capitalism. What it is, though, is they're going to have to substantially change. The idea, he said, that they could have gotten away with just no regulations at all and basically acting as if they didn't need anybody to rein them in ever was ludicrous in this extreme. I'm paraphrasing and maybe adding for emphasis a little within the extreme. But it is ludicrous, isn't it, when you think about it? Hi, go ahead. You know what? I know you guys are really... Can you imagine letting four-year-old boys loose on it and say, oh, no, you know, bop each other on the head. Just beat each other senseless in the sandbox. Go for it. You know, girls, go ahead. Tear each other's hair out on the playground, would you? I mean, because really, financial markets, if you've ever been to Wall Street and you've watched those guys, they're like 10 years old. Ah! You know, it's like this feeding frenzy. Oh, God. You know, it just makes you want to go watch Wall Street again, doesn't it? It's just like, oh. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We have a lot to talk about. And I'm going to get into Sarah Palin's dismal, abysmal, pathetic, sick. You want to vote for this woman? Let me just tell you something, women. And by the way, we're rebounding with women. Barack Obama now leads white women by 2 points. It's a fragile lead. 2 points. That bounce apparently was a bounce. Here's the thing. Once you look at Sarah Palin, you go, her record? Bad, bad. For women? Not really. Wait till I tell you some of the things I've learned in the past 24 hours. It's like every day brings a new kind of horrible. It's like Pandora's box. Evil keeps coming out of the box of Sarah Palin's record. It's awful. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I'll with you all this week. Stand by for, it's 6:18, like that, in the morning, and it's time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Now he tells us that he's the one who's going to take on the Old Boys Network. The Old Boys Network. In the McCain campaign, that's called a staff meeting.
That still makes me laugh. You know what? Barack Obama being funny, it's just so great. I love to hear his sense of humor, and I think it's the best way. I was writing one of my more... conservative friends who's like, you have to be very careful. You have to be, you know, walk on eggshells. Like, I'm a talk show host. I'm a barbarian. What are you talking about? You know, but the reality is, the thing is, you know what? When you use humor every single time, it's like, where's Georgie? Hello. I'm not saying that's as good as that crack. That crack's great. Oil Boys Network, that's a McCain staff meeting. Are you kidding? It's a Palin staff meeting. I don't care if they're girls. Paul in Broomsfield, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, Erin, thanks a whole lot for the great work you've been doing ever since Black Monday.
Thank you.
I was fortunate on that day to see Barack Obama in Pueblo along with Bill Ritter and Ken Salazar. They flew down with him. Probably 15,000 people were there. It was standing room only in the fairgrounds. It was great. And then I was really inspired by the speech that he gave in Golden the next day. I think many people, unfortunately, still have the misconceived perception that Mr. Obama does not have any real depth to him. I wish that you could take the 2 or 3 minutes that it requires to play back the 5 or 6 point plan that he delivered that day on Tuesday
in
about
Golden,
the economy.
Prescription for the economy.
Yes.
I'll see if John may have that cue ready to go. I don't know. I'll have to consult with him.
I think it's really well worth playing that at least once a day here in Denver.
Yeah, I can't expect him to have it ready to go right now,
but
it may be within our basket of options in terms of the sound. I'm not at the board, so I don't know. But if anybody can do it, John Turk can, I'll tell you.
I'm sure he can.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Paul.
Sure.
I appreciate it. You know, we need to be reminded, and if not, I'll try to look it up. I think I have a speech somewhere in my bag, and I'll try to look it up.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And people should also go to BarackObama.com. You know, go to BarackObama.com and check that out. because the whole speech is there, and you can review it in second. And I'll also look at it. I'll look at his speech because I think I marked that precise area that you're talking about when I get a minute, Paul. But you know what? It's like Barack Obama's no lightweight. Anybody who knows him, that's not his problem. You know, somebody gave me a great suggestion today. You want to hear it? What we should do is record an ad, the celebrity ad, only use Sarah Palin. Do the exact same ad. Once in a generation, there comes a celebrity. Turn it on his head. Can you hear them squealing like stuck pigs right now? Art in Aurora, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Eric. Hey, I wanted to point something out about Sarah Kuda.
Oh, Sarah Kuda, I love it. I like that better than Mussolini.
remember when she secede from the union with Alaska?
That was her husband, yes, but she was supportive of their party. Go ahead.
Right. Well, that means that translates into isolationism. In our foreign policy, we don't need that. We've lost so many allies with Bush. We don't need that mentality. And I think people need to point that out about her. She's an isolationist. She would erode further our foreign allies.
No, absolutely. They would absolutely do that. And she's I can see Russia from my house. You know, I mean, it's like, no, thanks. We've had sophisticated Machiavellian. We don't need unsophisticated Machiavellian now. Thank you so much. But I don't want her to be vice president of any of my United States, particularly with a 72-year-old man. I don't mean to be cruel or mean, but 72-year-old man who has had cancer 4 times. No, thanks.
Right.
Who won't release his medical records to the general press. No thanks. Yeah. Thank you for your call, Art. Welcome. Did you see the pictures, by the way, of the you should check it out. You'll find it online. There's a bunch of pictures of the women against McCain, who, by the way, a talk show host up there, a right-wing reactionary talk show host named Burke, railed after Sarah Palin's supporters published their announced their telephone numbers, their cell phone numbers, and urged his listeners to call them, I don't know, scum-sucking liberals or some nasty epithet. And he got suspended for a week, as I told you yesterday. But here's what their sign said. This is so dangerous, right? It said, voted for her once, never again. Reckless and inexperienced. Hockey mama for Obama. Hey, hockey mom, keep the puck out of D.C.
Really?
Alaskans for Obama. Palin is a dangerous northern extremist.
Right.
But I love Sarah Kuda. Thank you for that always, Art. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Sarah Kuda! Dun, 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 dun. We should think of some music for Sarah Kuda. Welcome to AM 760. Kathleen in Littleton, thank you for joining us on the J. Marvin Show at 6:27 in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, thank you for showing my indignation all over the radio, because I can't believe people are just sitting by so calmly during this crisis. It's worse than any terrorist attack that we've got economically.
Well, you know, this is terrorism within. When you allow unfettered, unregulated greed to run rampantly, when you wink and say, yeah, sure, do whatever you want, you know, and say, go ahead. And just think about the financial scandals alone from this administration, you know, Enron, WorldCom, look at all of them. And all of it's about, it comes down to one basic thing. People trying to get something for nothing and getting away with nothing. I have no problem with capitalism when you're trying to produce a product or a service that people want, and you're doing it ethically and honorably, because in my mind, that's the best way to do business. You know, and my brother, who is I would say probably call himself a Republican, is, you know, he runs his business ethically and morally. So it isn't like it's hard. I know plenty of Republicans who can do it. And I'm not saying there aren't any Democrats who are greedy sons either, or daughters. But the reality is, these guys just went to the candy store and went crazy. And they forgot a basic principle, that if you waste the company you're running, there will be no company to run later.
Yeah, they're going to bring down our country quicker than anybody flying a plane into a building. And I wish we could use this attack like they did at 9/11. The Republicans, for, you know, saying, oh, be careful, don't vote for them.
Well, you know, they'll claim that we're trying to scare people, But, you know, I just have to say, I'm looking at this other sign from the women up, and they say, pro-woman, anti-Palin, beware of tricksters. And, you know, it's got little Loki at the bottom. And I think that's very apt, you know, beware of tricksters, because that's exactly what they did. They tried to sell the country a pig and a poke. And you know, they did. And they got away with it. And they did it around the world. And I think people thought that, oh, this is the United States. They wouldn't be able to get away with that, would they? Well, you know what? Yes, they did. And they, you know, it is just astounding to me. This has been coming for some time. If they could not see this coming on the horizon, I sort of feel like I was watching the slow-mo. Because Barack Obama, I was stunned at his speech in Golden when I heard it again. I know he delivered it at the Cooper Union. But one of the things that stood out glaringly for me was how prescient he's been. He understood, you know, John McCain may have been gobsmacked by this. He may not have known this was coming, but Barack Obama certainly did. He saw it coming, and he talked about it, and he tried to get some things passed on record. Thank you so much for your call, Kathleen. I think the best way we can deal with this is throw the bums out, right?
I agree. Thank you.
You
got to
throw them out. Throw them out. Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. By the way, Governor Ritter is urging us to vote early. Get your ballots. Vote. Allegedly, they're 47 days, but I'm agreeing with Chuck Todd of MSNBC. I think this is going to be pretty close to over by October 15th. So, you know, get in your ballots. When you get them, go and register to vote just as fast as you can if you're not, because your deadline is coming up on you. Quickly. The other thing I wanted to let you know today, the Alaska disaster. I love these signs. Elect Obama Biden. Keep Palin in okay. Retire. Retire McCain. Like the Palin Kool-Aid? No thanks. They also have polar bears say, moms, no Palin. Bush in a skirt. Hey, they must have heard me. 303. 713-7600. They said, great performance at the convention, Sarah Palin, but we're not that stupid. You have to love Alaskans. By the way, there are 19 police cars in the background here. They must have been afraid. Those women were going to, what, whap somebody upside the head with their sign? You should be more afraid of Sarah Palin, who you won't believe when you hear her record on rape in Alaska. It's really frightening. 303-713-7600. You do not want to let this woman loose in the lower 48. And Hawaiians, be afraid. Be very afraid. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We'll play more sound cuts of the day for you that John Turk has gathered for us. And we'll also be taking your phone calls all morning this morning. And we've got Jonathan Alter of Newsweek. Thanks. And Betsy Markey, we have a great show for you. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic and John Turk.
Economy is a mess, and there have been abuses on Wall Street, and that adversely affects Main Street, and it's that commitment that John McCain is articulating today, getting in there, reforming the way that Wall Street has been allowed to work.
They're paraphrasing almost exactly the words that that Barack Obama wrote back in March. It's so hilarious. You know, they're on Wall Street. They're not concerned with you on Main Street. I mean, come on, honey. If you're going to paraphrase Barack Obama, quote him directly. He's much better at phrasing. 303-713-7600. Ugh. This woman. Okay, I just have to get this out of my system, okay, before I go to you, Preston, in Denver, which is this woman actually, now she's saying that she fired Walt up in Alaska, the police chief, because get this. He actually, you know, at first they said, oh, no, he wouldn't do what I said. And then it was like, well, he wouldn't do what I said about something else. And now it was he wanted to give more money to rape victims. OK, this is in a place when she was mayor, she made people pay for their own rape kits and their own forensic testing. Alaska leads the nation by a long margin, by a huge margin, for per capita incidents of rape and assaults on children and incest, okay? This guy wanted to, Walter, and I'm blanking on his last name, he wanted to apply for federal funding. She said no. I don't want to go for federal funding. What, you want to go for federal funding and you won't fire my brother-in-law because he was mean to my sister? Well, then, you know what? I'm going to fire you. That's actually the reason. This is out of the McCain campaigns, because they're routing all the calls now. This is out of their mouths. This is the reason that they're giving. It's because he was he dared to ask the federal government for funding to deal with our huge rape problem. A public safety manager, a former chief of police, that's his job. But no, she didn't want that. Can't have women getting help in Alaska. Just sit down, shut up, and if you're raped, bear the child to term, because that's your job as a brood mare. You know, I'm not voting for anybody ever, ever, ever that looks at me as if I'm a brood mare and I don't have a mind of my own. Talk about sexist. Sarah Palin is sexist. Talk about sexist. The McCain campaign is sexist. We've got to rein in this little lady. Can't let the press out. Oh, got to have her talk to Hannity. I'm not even going to watch that interview. I might watch Katie Couric. I'm not watching. Heck no. I mean, hi, softball, lust. No, thanks. Can't. Just can't. No. And it's enough to have to watch the economy tanking. Having to watch Sean Hannity interview Sarah Palin, insult to injury. Preston in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey. How you doing, Preston?
I'm doing well. I agree. Hannity is hard to watch.
Oh, God.
You know, and on top of listening to these belligerent people, that so many people just kind of go along with it and cheer is kind of sad. But
it is sad, and that's a good way of looking at it. It's incredibly sad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not conservative radio. It's more like dehumanization radio.
Oh, but you want to hear what the Barack Obama campaign did? You'll get that. You'll love this, Preston.
Okay.
They're using Rush Limbaugh's nasty, mean, racist words against Mexicans in ads in Spanish in Colorado, New Mexico, and
Nevada.
That's
good. That's real good.
But remember when he called Mexicans stupid and unqualified? Then told immigrants they should shut their mouths and get out? Well, that's in a new anuncio in Espanol.
Oh, wow. That's great. Great.
Yes. He's livid. He's apoplectic.
Yeah, and the way they can dehumanize people who pick our food and do all this important work like that. But anyway, speaking of words that have been said, President Grover Cleveland comes to mind as we watch the economic turmoil going on.
Mm.
He said in an address to Congress, corporations, which should be the carefully restrained creatures of the law and the servants of the people, are fast becoming the people's masters. And this, and that's what he had to say about that. And what we have going on today is this free market dogma. All these free market, so-called free market think tanks have been developed across the country by this massive business called Koch Industries, K-O-C-H. It's mm-hmm. the largest privately held business in the world, brainwashing the American people and calling it freedom. Karl Marx, actually, we're not supposed to mention his name, but he kind of predicted a lot of what we're seeing going on with these meltdowns. But I really don't want to talk about the Communist Manifesto so much as I want to talk about the Motherhood Manifesto. It's this fantastic documentary I saw regarding moms and the struggles they go through and the support we could be giving them if we cared about them and if we really had family values. And I think Barack could score a lot of points if he were to help moms out with what they want most. And according to Frank Luntz, that is, moms want free time. They need flex time. They need paid maternity leave. And
they need daycare that's affordable. Let me tell you something.
Yep.
There's a woman I work with. She was trying to work part-time so she can be home with her kid part of the time. It's so expensive for daycare that it eats up her entire part-time salary.
Yeah.
And we're talking 25 grand. 25 grand!
Yeah.
That's just... Oh.
It's criminal. And I just stumbled upon this film. They showed it on, I think it was Link TV. And Obama's policy director, I forget her name, but she's actually featured in
Excellent.
This film. And so they are hip to it. I hope they do talk about it more in like ads or speeches
whatever. Well, they have Michelle Obama on the stump talking about it, and I think Joe Biden is going to be concentrating on it too. They are not unaware that they and now that they're leading with white women again, I think I think they'll be able to hammer it home more. But the Motherhood Manifesto sounds like a good place to start. I will definitely try to rent that over the weekend. Thank you.
Actually, Aaron?
Yes.
I think the only place that you'll be able to find it right now, it's not at like a Blockbuster or anything like that. Where I found the DVD copy of it is a website called momsrising.org.
Is it apostrophe S rising or just Moms Rising?
No apostrophe, just Moms Rising.
MomsRising.org. I'll check it out. Thank you so much for the tip, Preston.
You,
I appreciate it. I'll try to give it a watch tonight. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. I love you all. You all give such great tips and you know, help me stay prepared. I appreciate it mightily. It's 6:43 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I would love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. Look, we're in this together. We have to figure this out. Even David Brooks, you know, one of the founders of the conservative movement, you know, he was very much a part of it, and it still is in terms of he's an op-ed columnist at the New York Times. But even David Brooks has said, he talks about Goldwater and the conscience of a conservative, and he quotes him saying, "Every man for his individual good and for the good of his society is responsible for his own development. The choices that govern his life are choices he must make. They cannot be made by any other human being. Conservatives' first concern always will be, are we maximizing freedom?" And he says that, you know, Goldwater's vision, highly individualistic and celebrated, it's wrong. It's wrong. He says his description of human nature is wrong. Now, I think liberals have known this instinctively, and really right-wing conservatives, you know this too. Over the past 30 years, there's been a tide of research in many fields underlying an old truth. We are intensely social creatures. We are deeply interconnected with one another. And the idea of a lone individual rationally and willfully steering his own life course is often an illusion. And this is cognitive scientists, neuroscientists, geneticists, psychologists. I mean, the reality is we're social beings. We need, and if we're going to come together in a common marketplace, we need to have some rules, as any mother will tell you, as any auntie who's ever governed two unruly boys will tell you. Lovely boys, lovely smart boys. But, you know, the reality is you've got to just... You really have to set down some rules, and you have to give guidelines. That's what that's what the older generations are for. We're there to guide and instruct and to show the way. And it's the life cycle that's so beautiful, and that's what they want to smash. I just want to get out of my way. I want to make money. Excuse me. Well, they forget one thing. If you destroy the structure holding you up, if you beat down the American worker until we can no longer get up, if you eviscerate our 401ks so that we don't have any money to spend, if you take away our hope for retirement, I'm looking at, okay, well, let's see, I'm now into working 20 years past my retirement age. Good. I mean, I'm still young enough that I can keep trying to save. But the reality is I'm working just to keep up with mortgage payments and health insurance payments and everything that you're probably keeping up with. I can't get it. I know I should. Susie Orman, I listen to her. Yes, I should be saving more. I should save. I can't. You know, I'm not making enough money to save. What do I want to do? Move into a hovel and rent out my house? Maybe I'll have to. You know, I mean, it's just people shouldn't have these kinds of choices. When they get in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, we should not have those realities. It's 303-713-7600. Could you repeat, Master Control? Bernie in Denver, welcome. Thank you very much. On AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Bernie.
Hello, how are you?
I am fired up, ready to go. What do you think of Sarah Palin's record as a woman? Woman to woman.
Well, I'm still looking into it. First of all, what I'm calling about is I am a conservative, and my brother is liberal, so we have very interesting discussions between Obama and McCain. Now, I listen to both sides because I basically like to look back and check their records and see if they actually did what they were saying they'd done. And one thing, this Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, it's just very disturbing. But what I've heard that the largest recipients of these kickbacks or who made the most money from there were Democrats. And I mean, I would like you to comment on that at some point.
Well,
in time.
Fannie essentially supported a lot of Democrats politically, and Freddie supported a lot of Republicans. I think it's pretty much a wash, and campaign contributions don't. This is why we have to get corporate money out of politics, period, no question marks. So I think the whole system is rotten, thank you, and I don't believe they should be taking money. But if you're talking about who's taking more corporate money in this campaign, all the way down the line, McCain Palin, without a doubt. No contest. Look it up. I'm comfortable.
Well, I will. And then the other thing is, okay, now I know that McCain in 2005, it's on the congressional record, that he warned Congress that this was going to happen unless this was checked. And from what I understand, he was on the federal housing reform Act or something. I'm not sure exactly what they said, but he did try to warn them that it needed to be regulated, and they did not pass this bill that he was trying to get passed.
I'd have to see that on the record, because everything I've ever seen on McCain's record, he is the deregulator in chief. He has bragged about it. He spoke about it at length at the convention most recently. His entire record shows he's for deregulation. He calls himself a Ronald Reagan conservative, and Reagan was all about deregulation, which is part of how we got into this mess in the first place, in my opinion. And if you watch that, you know, do you have internets, Bernie?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, check out the New Hampshire Sentinel has a question and answer of John McCain back in November 4th, 2007. And in that interview, he clearly states that he had no idea that this subprime crisis was coming up. So I would be French fried in disbelief if he ever did that. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that he didn't want to rein in maybe Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, because they needed reining in for several years. I think many people who understood that particular system understood that. And also, one of the smartest people actually in Congress on the economy is actually Barney Frank of Massachusetts, which might curl some conservatives' hair. But on the other hand, I think, you know, he's been crying for regulation for some time. And I think, you know, I'm sure there are sins to go all around. But if you ask me, and I have to tell you sincerely, and I have conservatives in my own family, I believe Barack Obama will be better for business, better for our country, better for the world economy, better for world the fight on terror, better for everything on down the line. And I genuinely believe that. I don't think, if you don't believe me, Bernie, just listen to Jonathan Alter. He's coming up later in the show. One of our listeners asked for Jonathan Alter, or told me to read his column, and John Turk went one beyond that. We're going to have him on as a guest, and he'll be contrasting Obama's legislative record with McCain's. And it's kind of surprising. Even I was surprised at how much more Obama has done in his short time in state and federal legislatures than McCain has ever.
Well, and the one thing I just heard you say that when he was here in Golden, you said that he said he tried to get something passed. Do you know what bill that was? I'd like to see what he tried to get passed, as far as you were saying something about the
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about, but I'll try to put my thinking cap on and go back that far and try to think what I was talking about. But thank you. We'll try to keep you as informed as we can. And like I said, if I remember it, I'll let you know. Thank you very much, Bernie. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Don't forget to go to Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. That's Aaron, E-R-I-N, at AaronHart, H-A-R-T, show.com. And you can send me an email during the show. John Turk also forwards me your instant messages, just so you know, that's an active too. And we're going to be talking to Jonathan Alter of Newsweek and Betsy Markey, candidate for Congress, all coming up in the next hour on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. We only have 3 minutes, so I'll try to get as many of you in as I can. Nate, Lee, Travis, and Lee. Take it easy. I will try to get as many of you as I can in. We have Jonathan Alter coming up right after the top of the hour. Then we have Betsy Markey, but the phones will be wide open most of the show after that. Nate in Lakewood, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Aaron, and thank you for what you do. And I hope Bernie keeps listening, and because it's hard to be too cynical, but it's very hard. I mean, you can read through the modern media, the TV and the newspaper, and they just leave stuff out of a lot of articles. And so it's just a bummer that so many people believe all this crap.
I know. And I don't believe journalism should be, he said that, and he said that, which is outrageous and untrue. I don't believe you should just do, play by play. I think what you should do is set things in context. That's your job as a journalist. You're supposed to know more than the average public so that you can fill in the blanks.
And it needs to be news and not opinion.
But you have to state things in context so that when Rush Limbaugh tries to get away with saying he never called Mexicans stupid, you can look back at his quote and go, yes, he did.
Well, and it's like that. And then McCain flip-flopping back and forth. And McCain, I believe he voted for the, and his lead economic advisor is this, what's that guy's name?
Phil Graham, who's one of the architects of
deregulation
in the banking industry.
Yep. Right, and they deregulated the part that's completely failing now.
The one from the 30s.
Depression. Right.
Yep.
That would keep this from happening, and they deregulated it.
I know.
Anyone who can even sit there and think that this huge disaster that we're seeing right now, and this is what the Republicans want. They want to deregulate because they think greedy people can regulate themselves. But then when AIG fails, oh no, we can't let them fail.
Every time we promised we'd never bail them out again. Thank you so much, Nate. I really appreciate it. Lee, Travis, Lee, I want to give you enough time to talk, and we're running out of time this hour. So what I'm going to recommend is either hang through Jonathan Alter or come back later or whatever, because I'd love to talk to you. I really would, but we're running. I've got the clock on my tailwind on my six. It's 303-713-7600. Jonathan Alter, Newsweek, coming up next on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.